This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Culture wars continue across the globe as they do every week, and there are some crucial stories that you may have missed this week. Here to fill us in and give us her take is the conservative millennial and CRTV host, Allie Beth Stuckey. Allie, thank you very much for being here this morning. So, news moves so fast. There's a lot of stuff that we miss. We're going to go through three stories here. The first is out of Australia. I want to read this headline for you. It is no boys allowed, no girls either. Australia is actually auditing kids' books to make sure they aren't too gender specific. Tell us about this.
Not just kids' books, but also toys. They are trying to obliterate any kind of gender distinction in order to advance the ball down the gender equity court. Of course, this is just social engineering. We also saw this in Sweden. Sweden has gender-neutral preschools in which boys are taught to be more like girls and girls are taught to be more like boys. And what they found over a decade of studying is that boys and girls are no less likely to fall along traditional gender stereotypes. That's because gender and sex are scientifically intertwined. So the more we advance this anti-science progressive agenda, the more confused our kids will be and the more unstable they'll be as adults.
Yeah, they get confused and it doesn't work. It includes avoiding hyper-feminized toys such as Barbies.
Whatever that means.
No Barbies or trucks on either side. All right. Where have we gone? All right, second story here. Louisiana passed some of the most strict abortion laws in the country. I believe they're setting the limit at 15 weeks. Tell us about this.
Well, what's interesting about this is that this was a Democratic governor that actually signed this bill, which just goes to show that the pro-life movement really shouldn't be a right or left issue. It is a human rights issue. Unborn rights are human rights. At 15 weeks, an unborn child is already starting to look like his or her mother. They might already start to feel pain at this point. So this is a common sense, decent human rights law, and I wish the rest of the country would follow suit.
Well, Allie, and it's great to see states taking the prerogative. I mean, if you live there and you want to vote for that and you vote for people who support that, good for you.
Exactly.
Thank you for highlighting that story. Third story here. Okay, so California keeps acting like a country. It has now banned state-funded travel to Oklahoma because it considers the policies there discriminatory toward LGBT folks. What do you make of that?
Let's look at these discriminatory policies. So Oklahoma has simply said that private adoption agencies can operate out of their religious convictions by saying, hey, same-sex couples might not be able to adopt. You don't have to agree with that particular adoption agency to agree with their right to do so. Like you said, California is operating like a country. They operate in a world that doesn't honor religious freedom or the First Amendment or the Constitution for that matter. This is the same state that said, hey, pro-life adoption agencies or pro-life health centers, you have to advertise for abortion. And they also said that, hey, we're going to ban services that promote any kind of sexual orientation reform. So this is not necessarily a state that honors free speech or freedom of religion. So I'm not really surprised to see them operating.
Sure, not
way.
Even a state that enforces its own laws. So it passes laws about where you can't go and then doesn't enforce their own immigration laws. Confusing to me. Allie Beth Stuckey, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it. For catching
that's the fun
you.
Part
thank
about,
you.
You know, California and some of the other areas. But, you know, hey, this is, you know, like Bruce Kaufman and I have talked about many times, this is the experimentation of having 50 laboratories, 50 states that can try out all these different things. Certainly, yes, you might say California is out there. They may end up falling off the geographical map because of some of their policies. But, you know, in one part, it is rather humorous, I guess, if you want to look at it that way, and entertaining and give you something to talk about. But, you know, what about the people that have to live there? there and put up with this stuff. I guess it's kind of like, you know, we've been saying it's Atlas Shrugged. Well, hey, look, it's another week. We're starting to get well underway with summer, and there's lots to talk about. We're going to take a look at the Sunday news talk shows. We'll review the highlights and lowlights with Megan Barth next. Stay with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop,
hey, we're up and going 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. Megan Barth joins us now. We're going to take a look at the Sunday TV news shows, talk about some of the highlights. She is the national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com and founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com. It's Megan, how are we doing?
How are you doing?
Hey, doing terrific. Lot to talk about over this weekend. The big buzz, can the president pardon himself? I mean, with all these pardons, I mean, everybody's getting so excited. I'm not sure I remember all this focus on Barack Obama's pardons, but, you know, the president's been exercising his right, and as Corey Lewandowski correctly said, a very small percentage. I mean, we're talking 0.0% of those, and still a lot less than any of the other former presidents. But, of course, this is all leading into a bigger issue. Lewandowski was a bit incorrect when he made reference, when he's talking about Dinesh D'Souza, saying that was similar to, he said, well, you know, here Dinesh D'Souza does basically the same thing, but not quite as to the extent that he meant to say Rosie O'Donnell, but he had Roseanne Barr on his mind, so he kind of confused people. And I was surprised that Chris Wallace didn't catch that.
Yeah, I was too. But quite frankly, to be honest, I've mixed up those two names myself just because they're both in the news. And Rosie O'Donnell violated egregiously campaign finance reform, but you don't see anyone going after her. Why? Because she was not a threat to the Democrat establishment. Under Barack Obama, used the agencies as weapons against his political enemies. Dinesh D'Souza was on Fox and Friends, I believe last Friday morning, where he said, you can't find a case in history that charges of this magnitude and the punishment of this magnitude has ever been placed on a single individual. He was singled out, according to his FBI files, because he was a political threat, specifically with the movies he was producing, against Barack Obama. So he was on Barack Obama and Eric Holder's radar very early on. And so when they catch him, giving $20,000, I think, in total to a friend candidate in New York, they bring the full weight of the law down upon him and threatened him in two ways. If you don't plead guilty to the charges in front of you, we will add on an additional charge that you will face 5 years in prison. So this type of shakedown by the Barack Obama administration sent many people punishments that certainly exceeded the weight of the crime. And Dinesh D'Souza was a victim of the weaponized government under Barack Obama simply because he was an outspoken critic of that administration.
And this is all part and parcel of the filters that people maintain against the Barack Obama regime, because this was only one minor case in point. Let's talk about the IRS, what they did with the Tea Party and any conservative groups. And I still maintain, and I think there's a book yet to be written or maybe some elaborate documentation of how many voting cycles the IRS affected under the Barack Obama regime and Lois Lerner and what the IRS did. You know, we're not even talking about the EPA yet and all these other three-letter agencies and, of course, FBI and CIA, what's coming out right now, all under the Barack Obama administration. Boy, I'll tell you, it's hard not to look at this and say, first of all, I don't agree that you're scandal-free, and number two, that you've got pure hands and hearts on all these scandals that seem to be coming out post your administration.
Right, and the list of victims of the Barack Obama administration, simply because they were viewed as or outspoken critics of the agency, take Catherine Engelbrecht, for example. I don't think that her congressional testimony ever got really the light of day that it deserved. And Catherine Engelbrecht was an activist. She was a voting integrity activist out of the Houston area. And she and her husband had a manufacturing, or do have a manufacturing facility. They had it for decades. They never once saw a federal agent outside of your typical agencies that come and do audits. Well, once she started a True the Vote .org effort, I believe the website is, all of a sudden she had every federal agency banging down her door, from the IRS, multiple audits, to OSHA, to the Tobacco Bureau of Firearms, et cetera, to the point where it nearly bankrupted their business. And this is how the Democrats operate. They put you through the ringer in order to bankrupt you into silence, in order to create so much pressure that in order not to lose every single thing you have, including your dignity, you usually settle for lesser charges. Also look at Cheryl Atkinson. Cheryl Atkinson was an investigative reporter that started getting too close to the Barack Obama administration and their mishandling of Benghazi. Not only was she fired by her mainstream news organization, which I believe was CBS.
CBS, right. Yep.
But she was also bugged. She was wiretapped, okay, by the Barack Obama administration. Her computers, her phones, along with James Rosen as well.
Yeah, James Rosen, exactly.
Family's phones were even tapped. And Cheryl Atkinson is now suing the government for that violation of civil liberties. The Barack Obama administration trampled on people's privacy and civil liberties so they could protect themselves and destroy their political enemies, even if those political enemies were journalists.
Mm-hmm. Well, sadly, this is what has been happening. Interestingly enough, Megan, they're quick to say, well, this is the kind of stuff that happens in third world countries. Well, this is what's happening here in the United States, where you have powerful people exercising, you know, these three-letter agencies and putting all kinds of pressure and putting people into bankruptcy, threatening them to accept a lesser charge. I mean, this is the scary part of this special prosecution and Robert Mueller, what's been done to Michael Flynn and others.
Right, and I think that Michael Flynn also was given that shakedown ultimatum, much like Dinesh D'Souza. You know, Michael Flynn's conversations were taped. They were tapped. You can't tell me that this FISA court application just specifically applied to, you know, espionage tactics to one person by the name of Carter Page. No, when you set up this type of spy operation, you create a dragnet whereby not only one person's conversations were recorded, but multiple people within that sphere, the conversations were recorded. Remember, it was Samantha Powers, I believe, a UN gal, have really nothing to do with the CIA or the NSA. She unmasked 200 innocent Americans. Now, where do you think that those Americans went? They probably went into a file with a big red flag when Hillary Clinton was expected to take take office, they too, those 200 people would likely have been targeted by a Hillary Clinton administration and run into bankruptcy because of the illegally gathered information. And when it was an illegal operation, no one can tell me any differently, because the abuse of the FISA court was in such that they used evidence that was basically from the poison tree. It was manufactured evidence. It was manufactured by an opposition research firm paid for by the Democrat Party, given by intelligence agencies from Britain as well as spies in Russia. And so this widespread abuse by the Barack Obama administration unmasked 200 innocent people within the Trump campaign. They too would have been political enemies of the state should have Hillary Clinton won the presidency as she was expected to.
Well, we've got more to talk about on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Megan Barth with us right now. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth continues with us, national spokesperson for the MediaEqualizer.com and founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, as you were pointing out, you know, all these things that have happened under Barack Obama and under his regime, and here we are today hearing the echoes that there wasn't one scandal, that in the history of all presidents, he was the most scandal-free president. I mean, this guy was straight out of central casting when it came to propaganda and Pravda and, you know, almost shades and memories, if you remember when we were, you know, taking on under H.W. Bush, when we went into Iraq and you heard, what was it, Baghdad Bob or Baghdad Al, that was telling everybody that, you know, that the Iraqi army had the United States exactly where they wanted them, you know?
Well, yeah, and if we had a free and fair press, one that practiced journalism with objectivity, we would have been able to uncover all of these scandals early on. But investigative journalism died under the Barack Obama regime. The press is no longer about seeking the truth and reporting the truth and letting the American people have an opinion or formulate an opinion based on facts and truth. All they are is just puppets of the Democrat Party, whereby they will protect the Democrat Party. They will protect Democrats in general. They will not expose their crimes and misdemeanors. They will manufacture evidence. They will use unnamed sources. They will use anonymous sources. You know, if there was 1 ounce of integrity at CNN, they would have vetted Michael Avenatti much early on. But Michael Avenatti's story was just too juicy.
Oh, yeah.
And sex sells in the mainstream media, so they gave him hundreds of interviews,
exactly.
Primetime interviews, nothing based in fact. It was all just part of the smear campaign that the mainstream media is engaged in against this administration.
Yeah, you know, here it is at the end of the day. You know, what does that do to the brand of CNN? They just don't care anymore, I guess. They just let it fly, and as you say, all in the name that sex sells, and here it is, anything that's anti-Trump, that's what they're holding on to. And, of course, we got a big taste of it this past week with the Roseanne Barr controversy, and it didn't take long for Samantha Bee to expose the hypocrisy of the left. Here it is. She not only says something so disgusting about Ivanka Trump, but then, you know, and of course, TBS, you know, says, okay, hey, you know, we're sorry. But, you know, you're trying to apologize for, you know, the comparative of a tweet, you know, okay, you could say Ambien induced or not, but, you know, off the cuff tweet from a comedian at heart and got carried away. And, you know, it was a stupid thing to put down what Roseanne Barr did. But then, you know, follow that with Samantha Bee, who this is a recorded show. This is something that goes to writers, the producers, everybody, and they approve this, and it's aired, and then they come back and say, well, maybe we shouldn't have said that, you know, we apologize, and then they give her an award.
Well, what Samantha Bee said publicly, like you said, scripted, recorded, produced, and broadcast, is how Democrat women, as well as Democrat men, talk about Republican conservative women. Samantha Bee really encapsulates the Hollywood liberal mentality as well as the Democrat mentality. They preach that they're tolerant. They preach that they respect women. They preach that they support women. Yet they say these awful, disgusting, vulgar things about women, not only behind conservative women's backs anymore. Now it's just public food for fodder, whereby this type of demonization and defaming of women gave rise specifically to the perverts on the left, like Harvey Weinstein as well as Eric Schneiderman in New York, where he abused women, called them his brown slaves. This type of debasement by women of other women simply because I don't think like Samantha Bee or Ivanka Trump doesn't think like Samantha Bee. And she might on a variety of issues, but Samantha Bee is has reduced comedy, much like all of Hollywood, to vulgarity. And we are fighting back. Part of MediaEqualizer.com is a 111,000 strong activist group called Stop the Scalpings on Facebook. And our activists have taken to Twitter, they have taken to the phones, they have taken to email, and we are putting pressure on Samantha Bee's sponsors. We've already had three sponsors back away from Samantha Bee. And this is where the pressure needs to be put, is on the sponsors who have a code of conduct for their own employees. So why would they sponsor a network or a show that would defame and verbally attack, in a planned attack, a woman who they simply don't agree with? Women should never be bullied or attacked based on their looks, based on their position, or based on their ideological beliefs. But this is how the left rolls, and there are double standards, obviously, that we need to fight back against.
Well, two things come to mind, and I think the one most significant is that I think the liberal left and maybe the market at large might be very surprised when you talk about numbers and power of conservative women if they mount this attack and come back. Because as you know, time and again, Megan, it is always the tail shaking the dog. It's a small minority of people who raise all this commotion. And conservatives have been quiet. They've just been, you know, staying in the back of the bus, trying to have some peace, just to be able to go to work, you know, focus on their families, not get into this fray. But, you know, conservatives need to mount up a counterattack and let these advertisers know, let these institutions know that they're not going to be messed with, that this is unacceptable, that that isn't funny. It's not funny if on conservative terms. I mean, the liberals have had their place and they've been able to, you know, control the agenda and the culture here. It is time for conservatives to take a stand here, maybe.
Well, that's exactly why Stop the Scalpings, STS, was formed, because Media Matters for America, which is a George Soros-funded operation, no matter what David Brock says, who runs Media Matters, they launched an attack against Sean Hannity, as well as other conservative voices, and tried to silence through their censorship and through their sponsorship campaigns of having sponsors flee these episodes. Laura Ingraham, for example. So we were started Stop the Scalpings STS on Facebook in order to save Sean Hannity, which we did, because the rise of conservatives can be tapped when you have a vehicle like Stop the Scalpings to do it. We are the largest consumer group, conservatives as a population, according to demographic studies, etc. We have the power of the pocketbook, and so we must fight back against the sponsors and hold them to the standards they would hold their own employees accountable to. You could not find a code of ethics or a human resource manual that would condone such public defamation of women. You could not do that in the corporate environment, so why, as a corporate sponsor, would you sponsor a show or a network that promotes the debasement of women? And so Discover has backed off from any sort of advertising, as well as AutoNation and State Farm, and we are still working on their remaining sponsors.
20 seconds left here, Megan. You talk about breaking the ceiling. Are liberals the ones to break the ceiling, or is it going to be conservatives?
It has has to be conservatives, and we're seeing more and more as far as a blue wave rising. That's just a joke. It's going to be a red wave rising.
Well, there it is, something to consider, and that's been my consideration and my viewpoint, is that liberals have had a shot to break the ceiling. They can't get there. It is going to be through the conservative women who pull this all together and even convert some of the liberals to realize that, look, if you're going to affect true change and right change for your children, it is going to be from the conservative perspective. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever. Forever worship you.
Bill Martinez,
I
live.
Can only imagine when all I would do is forever.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got a real treat for you, as you can tell from the music. Bart Miller joins us. Yes, the front man for Mercy Me. We're talking about his movie, I Can Only Imagine, which will be released next month, just in time for Father's Day, I might add. On-demand DVD and Blu-ray, and so we're really excited about that. The movie, Bart, you've got to be so excited about, has generated some $83 million. I guess that's pretty boffo in faith-based films terminology.
Yeah, it's, from what they tell me, it's pretty insane. We
I can't remember what they originally predicted we would do, but it was, you know, it was, it's far exceed our expectations and just, blown away by the whole thing. You know, it's been, I don't know, it's pretty exciting. Just the doors that are opening just for hopefully more, faith-based films to be made and just the, hopefully the quality of them too. You know, there's always room to improve.
Well, are you surprised at how this is just translated, not only within the faith-based community, but in the secular market as well? I mean, this song, of course, which crossed over, is really touching people of all walks, all races, all creeds. I mean, this has got to be the hand of God.
Yeah, I'm completely I'm surprised as a part of me, and gosh, I don't ever want to sound arrogant or anything like that, but because we went through it with the song, you know, 15, 16 years ago, however long it was, you know, that was shocking. And so there was a little bit of like, not that we were like, okay, wait and see, but we were in the back of our minds were like, man, what's about to happen when all the movie Hollywood side of things, they definitely underestimated, you know, the what the song had already done. Because in a way, you know, no one's ever... You know, I guess technically we wrote a song that's been promoting this movie for almost 18 years. You know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly.
And so, and so no one knew how to factor that in. And so we were cautiously optimistic saying, man, this song's been around a long time. A lot of people have heard it. You know, it could, you know, get a lot of attention. And they were like, well, we'll see. So when it blew up, the Hollywood landscape was like, you know, we don't know how to explain this. And I was like, well, it's not, you know, it's a God thing, there's no question. But the biggest thing is that God was in this, you know, 18, 19 years ago when it did this crazy thing, and it's doing it again. It's just the movies are just a whole different level than, you know, even releasing music to mainstream or whatever. It's like nothing I've ever seen.
Well, I can only imagine when people first heard it, they related themselves to it on a very personal level. And I can tell you, I've been part of the promotion all along for 18 years. It's been on my ringtone. And when people call me, they go, I love that song. That is my favorite song. I hear that often. But it is a personal relationship with that song, and it has personal meaning. But to get the benefit of your story and what it meant to you and the transformation of your father, it was like the song was born again, if I might say.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was. It took on a new life, and you know, and there's just no other explanation. It's just a God thing that, I mean, who would ever guess that? I mean, it's just, I mean, anything you do, you know, imagine anything you could have created 18 years ago for it to kind of be brought back up and attention. It was just like, you never.
Well, for people who have written music and written lyrics, they can appreciate this. I heard that you wrote it in like 10 minutes.
When I actually sat down and wrote the lyrics, it took about 10 minutes. But I understand that, like, I was consumed. When my dad passed away in the gravesite, my grandmother said, I can only imagine what your dad's seeing now. Mm. And my dad withered away from cancer. And in real life, he was like a 360-pound man who was about 112 pounds when he passed away.
Yeah.
And so I became obsessed with that phrase. And that's the thing, you know, people have to understand, like, when you're watching the movie, they're trying to compress all of my life into about 2 hours. And so the timeline, people ask if it's accurate. The thing that almost has to be inaccurate is just the time of which everything happens. And it's like something that might have took 7 years in real life looks like it took about 6 weeks in the movie, if that makes sense.
Right. No,
and so from the time my dad passed away to when I actually wrote Imagine was about, I would say probably 7, maybe 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I became obsessed with that phrase. And so for that amount of time, I got in such a habit of if I was on hold on the phone, I would be writing that phrase down, anything I get my hands on. And so I used to carry these journals before we had smartphones, and I would write all these ideas all the time in it and draw in it and stuff. And I was looking for a blank page to write one more song for an independent record, and every page literally had I Can Only Imagine scribbled on it somewhere. And it kind of, it was frustrating because I needed a blank sheet of paper.
Right.
I couldn't find one. And at some point, I was like, oh, wait a minute. What am I doing? I've been obsessed with this thought for so long. So, yes, it took 10 minutes to write it down. The only time I've ever written a song with literally no scratch outs or no mistakes, which is a totally God thing. But at the same time, it's been in my heart for almost 8 years. Just, I mean, obsessive about it. So yeah, I always have to throw that in there because, like, you know, it's the only thing I've ever written in 10 minutes. The rest of it, everything else I've written is excruciating.
Well, it's like people say 10 minutes in a lifetime.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
There's so much of you and in that. And then, of course, Leave It For Your Grandmother, who drops the nugget of the name of your group, Mercy Me, and now she's dropping the nugget of what's going to be the biggest probably Christian song ever in the history of Christian music. I mean, we love your grandmother.
Oh, man, I owe a lot to that woman. And she told me, Mercy Me, why don't you get a real job? I can only imagine what your dad seeing in heaven. And then when I took a fatal semester off in college to start a praise band, which ultimately ended up being Mercy Me, she was the one that was paying for my college and said, if it's your passion, I'll pay for whatever you need to get it off the ground. So she was the backbone of this thing for a long time.
Yeah, she's a dream builder. What has touched you most, Bart, about the response to the movie?
The thing that, without going into a huge amount of details, is that, you know, it's common that we'll get, you know, somebody on a Facebook or email or whatever are sending us letters. Well, you know, or let's say on Facebook, somebody will easily say, you know, great movie, a great song, typically what it is. But even from when the movie trailer first came out, we see these like 5, 6, 7 paragraph long, like detailed stories of what the song means to these people. And we don't take that for granted, because they could have easily just put a thumbs up emoji or whatever. But the fact that something with that song leads them to pour their hearts out, even to a chat room or a comment section that they don't know if it's going to get read or not. But the fact that there's something about they feel led to do it there is like it depends on what day you get me. Some days I get frustrated because I try to read everything I possibly can, and it's impossible.
Right.
But it's like it's amazing. It's amazing how much whatever they're going through, how much the song means to them, to basically just kind of throw it out there, not know if somebody's going to get it or not, but pour their hearts out there. And it's just I don't know. If somebody told me that God was going to use a song that way back then, I would have thought they're the craziest person in the world. It's like. It's just, you know, anytime you touch someone's life, it just makes it so worth it. And this is we just thought this song's run its course and we've moved on and we just never thought it would come back again. It's a song that won't go away, so to speak. Can't believe the people that have been touched by it.
Hey, Bart, can you give us a couple more minutes? Because I'd like to ask you a couple more questions. You got some more time?
Yeah.
Okay,
no
all
problem.
Right. We'll be back with more with Bart Millard right after this. Stay with us.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zysol, quite wise. Zysol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zysol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices or we will pay you $500. Plus get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes. Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, 2 full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20, by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select top sirloin steak as an entree option, by itself or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin. It will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th using hashtag 2for20contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To-Go order. For more, visit Applebee's.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I can only imagine.
Here, Bart Millard is our guest. Mercy me, we're talking about I Can Only Imagine being released just in time for Father's Day in a Blu-ray DVD pack. It's an exciting combo pack that will be out digitally first on June the 5th and then DVD Blu-ray on June the 12th. Well, when I saw the movie, Bart, my impression immediately was the prophet Elijah from Malachi 4 is saying that, he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to their fathers. And this is something that we heard repeatedly on our show where fathers were, saying, wow, this really brought me back to my son and sons being brought to their fathers. The ministerial impact and the prophetic impact of this song is just been awesome, and the stories that we've been hearing on our end, we're all blessed by that. And this is something that when anything comes from God like this, it's a total blessing, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's an incredible blessing. And kind of pinch myself, I just can't believe I get to be a part of it. It's one thing to say, you know, Mercenary's been a band for 24 years, and so we've been forced to still not grow up and get a real job is what it feels like. And
yeah.
It's just, you know, I'll tell you, the one thing I told my wife the other day was, you know, I've got five kids. My oldest is 16, my youngest is 7.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you look back on before you had kids and whatever you might have been doing, it feels literally like a lifetime ago. And I thought that I would be easily done with Mercy Me telling my kids stories of old about when dad used to be a musician or whatever, and just kind of figured. And it's crazy. It's very emotional when I watch my 7-year-old who is old enough to grasp what's happening and become a fan of Mercy Me music for the first time. And I'm like, come on, because I can't believe God would use us this long.
Exactly.
And consistently in the same ministry to, it's hard to even fathom the lives we're touching outside of it, but just seeing my kids go through it and all of them having similar memories and knowing is it's just crazy.
Exactly. Barton, you were talking about your kids earlier, five kids. I'm like you, I got five kids. I mean, God has blessed us. And, and I can appreciate that you've made a decision to scale back the touring schedule so you could spend more time with your family.
Yeah, we asked about 2 albums ago after we finished The Hurt and the Healer. We just went through kind of a season to where we were as busy as we've ever been. But yet there was this weird sense that it just, you know, I was becoming non-existent at home to where I say my family's hanging on by a thread. And it was just because I would come home and just it'd be disjointed I was more like a roommate and a friend. And, you know, it's just, there was a lot of personal stuff like depression from losing a loved one 2 years before that never was dealt with. And so about that time, our keyboard player, he was getting off the road to be with his kids and stuff. And I kind of got really envious and jealous of the fact that he was able to do that because it's that kind of that mentality of the lead singer. You know, if you leave the band, there's a chance the band doesn't continue to where it's different than replacing guitar players sometimes or whatever. So I got really upset about it, and something snapped in me. I was like, man, I can't do this anymore. And the band was like, hey, why don't we fix what's broken before you just bail? And so I really wanted to, you know, so many times in any kind of ministry, we tell our wives, this time it's different, and we fall back into old habits. And I wanted to make sure she knew I was just real.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat together and prayed about it, and I went to the band and said, we're doing about 150, 160 shows a year. I said, I don't want to do more than 60 shows a year, you know, cut it down to less than half. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and just kind of, you know, I want to be home to see my kids grow up. And exactly. The band agreed. They were in the same place. So we cut our shows in half. We moved to Nashville thinking that Mercy Music was going to ride off into the sunset, and I would start writing for newer artists that are hungry to be out there. And the crazy thing is, the second we did that, we started falling in love with music again, and we stopped caring about what fans or radio stations or labels said we ought to record next. We just started writing music that we love.
Yeah.
And it rejuvenated us. And we still only do 60, maybe 65 shows a year. We have been probably 5 years of doing that, if not more. And we're having the time of our lives. And just, you know, it's taken a long time, but I don't want to say we figured it out. There's always room for improvement, but we're in a good season right now of, you know, like right now, I don't have a show till the middle of June. And so literally my full-time job is driving kids to drum lessons and recitals. And I'm an Uber driver. It's not getting paid. So, but I'm loving it. I have a blast. There's nothing I'd rather do more than be able to help my wife and drive my kids around.
Well, we appreciate you taking a break from the family to talk to us about I Can Only Imagine. What was your impression of J. Michael Finley playing you in the movie?
I was blown away. First time I met him, he was Jean Valjean in Les Mis on Broadway.
Exactly.
We flew out to see him perform.
What a talent. I mean, he is incredible, so, huh?
We go in there and he's, you know, we see him perform there and he's singing Bring Him Home. And I'm looking over at the directors that we all went together. I was like, he's a little overqualified. Like, we're going to have to dumb it way down for him to sing our songs. And then afterwards we went to dinner and I realized we're basically brothers from different mothers. Like, we were cutting up the whole time. Like, they kept telling us to listen. We were like 2 12-year-olds at the grown-up table. And by the time dinner was over, I was like, he's the guy. Like, we are dear friends. We talk about once or twice a week. He's in London working a musical there. And so we stay in touch, and he's become a really, really close friend.
Oh, that's awesome. And then Dennis Quaid, of course, playing your dad. He never saw, I don't think Dennis Quaid's ever seen 300 pounds, but, he did say that, this is the first, role that he ever played, a redemptive role, he said.
Yeah. First day I met him, he goes, "Hey, your dad was a lineman. I guess I'm going to be a tailback or something. I can't get that big."
Right.
And, and he grew up in a little church in outside, or in Houston, and something resonated with him. Like, his dad was incredibly supportive of him, and he had a great relationship with him. But there's something in it to where, man, he was all in and would ask me so many questions about my dad. He's like, "Your dad's not around, so I'm picking your brain." And it's crazy. Without seeing footage of my dad or anything, he has so many mannerisms. I knew we were on to something when, like, I'd have to leave the room or my stomach would just hurt, feeling things that I haven't felt since I was a 12-year-old kid. And just this moment of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Okay, I know this is a good thing, but it's kind of freaking me out." And so, I don't know. It's just we developed a really cool relationship, and I really appreciate how much he respected the role and kept telling me, "Goes, hey man, for a lot of people, I'm your dad from now on." He kind of laughed and he goes, "I want to make sure it's something you're proud of," and I couldn't be more pleased.
Well, speaking of your dad, I can only imagine what your dad would think about the film and the book, the memoir, and how he's portrayed.
Man, I think, one, he would just think it's, you know, making a big deal out of nothing. He wasn't really a big fan of the spotlight. But then once he knew Dennis was playing him, he'd be pretty happy because he'd be like, "Okay, you got that right," because The Right Stuff is one of his favorite movies of all time.
Right,
so he's been happy about that.
That's great. Well, I can only imagine the song that has brought so much hope and encouragement and has blessed so many, Bart Millard. And we cannot thank you and the group Mercy Me enough for what you've brought to the big screen, how you've blessed us, how you're turning the hearts of the fathers toward their sons and the sons toward their fathers with this movie. As we wrap things up, what do you want people to get the most out of I Can Only Imagine?
The most important thing for me would be that, you know, we all have a tendency. I'm sure we know people in our lives that we think are out of reach or there's no hope for them, or we write them off like, man, God can't change them. And if you would have asked me 10 out of 10 times, I would have said my dad. And so, you know, but here we are talking about this redemption story. So my biggest thing would be, man, as long as there's air in our lungs, our story's still being written.
Exactly.
And to assume that we figured it all out for ourselves or anyone else is just, I think, selling God short. And no one's out of the reach of God's grace. And as long as we're alive, we have every reason to hope. And whether it's someone else or we think that way of ourselves, and the story's not over. And so, you know, if this song brings, you know, an ounce of hope, you know, that there's a chance for redemption, then it's served its purpose well.
Well, Bart Millard, again, thank you so much. I Can Only Imagine. Digitally, it'll be released June the 5th on demand. DVD and Blu-ray combo pack comes out June the 12th, as they say, just in time for Father's Day. Think about it. Bart, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless, buddy.
Thank you. Take care.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia,
and the next stock super boom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.